So do I go?
Oh, I didn't know that part.
This is worth repeating.
Okay.
This is worth repeating.
Live storytelling from Texas Public Radio.
In Charles Dickens' 1859 classic, A Tale of Two Cities, he observes, "It was the best of times and it was the worst of times." And I think that pretty much accurately describes my first 2 weeks as a newly minted pastor in my first pastoral assignment in Grand Rapids, Michigan. It was an ordinary Monday. It was only my second Monday. My wife, Candace, and I are our second Monday there in Grand Rapids, and we received a phone call that would really change the trajectory of my ministry. We got a phone call from my assistant, and she's frantic. She says, "Pastor, have you been watching the news?" I said, "No, you know, we've been doing our Netflix and chill thing." So we immediately turned Netflix off and turned on the news, and we see that two young ladies and a gentleman have been killed in a double murder suicide in the parking lot of the Arbor Circle Counseling Center. What was unique about that, that I would come to find out as I was still on the phone with my assistant, was that the two young ladies were stepsisters from a large family that were members of our church. And even more unsettling, the mother of the family was there as it was pouring down snow, December 17, 2012, is pouring down snow, and she is literally pacing in the parking lot with no coat on. So we lived about 15 minutes from the church. We immediately grab our coats that we got to use for the first time that day, and we get in a car, we drive down to the church, and there she is pacing, going from laughing hysterically to crying unending. And so I take my coat off, we put the coat on Wendy, and we place her in my car. I grab the keys to her car, and to her family's minivan. We drive around the corner to their house. And I tell you what, they never taught me in theological school what to do in a moment like that. And so in that moment, as we're there in the house, I really didn't know what to do. I didn't have the words to say. I didn't know who to call on. And so I played to my strengths, which was my wife, Candace, a licensed master of social work. And I said, "Candace, you got to figure out what to do here, you know?" So I just knew how to hug babies and all that kind of stuff. And so as I was there with the family, Candace is on the phone making calls, phone calls to the coroner's office, and she's on the phone with the funeral home, trying to figure out where the bodies were, and she's relaying the information to me as I relay the information to the family. And as we begin to talk to the family, we discover that the boyfriend who had killed Kiana and Chelsea, 31 and 21 years old respectively, the boyfriend who killed them seemed to have had some undiagnosed schizophrenia. And so that week, as a brand new pastor, had only preached one sermon there at the church, there I was having to prepare to preach a memorial service, two funerals, and still have my regular service there that Sunday. A brand new pastor, been there for 2 weeks. What was I doing? We always kind of jokingly, and we got to laugh because of some of the serious stuff that we deal with, my wife and I deal with on a daily basis because of our professions. Every time it's my first time to do something, it's an epic experience. And that was certainly a moment that was a baptism by fire, if you will. And so that Thursday, we had a memorial service. On that Friday, we had the funeral for Chelsea, the 21-year-old. And then on Saturday, we had the funeral for Kiana, the 31-year-old. And but really what I want, what I learned in all of that, you know, there I was having those feelings of inadequacy, having those feelings really not knowing what to do, feeling completely unprepared. I'm a native San Antonian. I there I was up north, getting used to the culture. I had no idea what I was doing, but something that really encouraged me, that I hope encourages you tonight, is something that happened something that I received from the youngest member of that family on that Sunday. The littlest member of that family, she was probably not even a little taller than my knee that Sunday. And children express grief in different ways than adults do. The littlest one ran up to me, and I picked her up, and she just hugged me really tight. And in that moment, I realized that when you're journeying with someone through a tragic situation and you don't have the words to say, sometimes just holding them is the best thing that you can do. Life is going to present situations for which we'll never get the answers, but really life is not so much about having all of the answers as it is learning how to live life's hard questions.